Let's get into Friday, the last day of January. The 31st of January is upon us. There's no copying what we do here on the Good Day program. That's what makes it sort of an interesting overview. People like to be here because we're interested in the mystery of kind of like that, Kenny. The mystery of conversation. I don't think there's a whole lot of mystery in what people are interested in, though. Even though I think you guys said to me yesterday when I was speculating on what would be the big topics of the week, I said number one would be the State of the Union address, and number two would be the Super Bowl. And you guys all said, no, it's going to be the Super Bowl. Well, guess who was right, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, your host, your amicable, lovely, and friendly host, Mr. Stefan, gets it right. Once in a while, I'm supposed to get it right. Yeah. You're right. It's like, this is very important stuff to get this right. All right, so here, I guess I'll defer, because the Super Bowl is coming, and it does seem to be on more people's minds now as we get into the weekend. It's a big item, as you can imagine. Sports Talk Radio has been pretty much exclusively, Kenny, about this all week long. I was listening to Dan Patrick, who, frankly, I find him and, well, I mean, there's a lot of good local shows now. I'm not a sports fan, and pretty much anybody who listens to this program knows that I'm not a sports fan. But it's really hard, as much as I might even want to discount the Super Bowl because I have no use for football, there are interesting anecdotal conversations about the commercials and whether the weather's bad, so the game might have to be moved someplace else and this kind of stuff. Can you imagine what mayhem? I was just thinking about that as I gave it some thought about 20 minutes ago. If they had to move the game, what kind of, well, these people that have, now, they're already in New York. There isn't, you can't find a hotel room anywhere in New York, Philadelphia, anywhere in New Jersey. You can go inland 40, 50 miles. You can go upstate. You can go to Albany. You can go down, make a circle like Route 81 all the way down around pretty much to Washington. You won't find a hotel room. So let's say somebody announces today, ladies and gentlemen, we are sorry, but the Super Bowl is going to be moved to New Orleans. I can think of my friend Lionel. That'd be I can hear that discussion, right? All right, anyway, so what is going on?
A nightmare.
It would be a nightmare. Anyway, and the weather's not actually supposed to be that bad, from what I gather, down there. I think we got temperatures maybe in the 30s on Sunday. Is that right? Did I see that right? I know where I am on the farm. By Sunday, I'll be back in Los Angeles. And I'm looking here to see what we have for East Coast. It's supposed to be 52 on the East Coast on Saturday. All right, so let's just extend that one more day and see what we sort of come up with here. What is the essence? Because usually what it's like in Boston is pretty much the same, with, you know, a little bit of hooting and hollering. Let's see here. What does it look like? I haven't done push this ahead because I wasn't thinking. All right, so we're in the 40s today. 52, the predicted high for a Sunday here. So it'll easily be 50 down there as well. All right, you want to check me out? We'll do a little fact checking there, Kenny. I just look now.
The Weather Channel says 46. City.
And I just clicked on 48. So, yeah. So, sorry. Yeah. There's no weather is no problem. Again, what can we do to stir people up, scare them, make them tick? Whatever we can do. Let's do that and turn the planet upside down. So, anyway, the Broncos, the Seahawks, and what is it? You can get, what did we say yesterday? 82,000 into that stadium? 82.5 or something? You
I think came 85. Up.
85.
Yeah, something like that.
All right. And then how many people will hang around? Listen to me, hang around. How many people will be in the parking lots and close by? Can you imagine what money this brings to New York City or any of these? Newark, for God's sakes. Try to find a room and how about getting a plane in and out of there? For a week.
Yeah, about it.
Yeah. All right, anyway. the fans are on their way. Big Super Bowl. Is this the first one ever played in the New York metro area for a Super Bowl? Can't be.
It is.
Is it really?
I was really surprised to see that.
Wow.
But they've tried to keep them away. They've tried to avoid this.
Well, because of the weather.
Having it, yeah, in an open stadium in the middle of winter.
Yeah. That makes sense. So how did they succumb this year? Somebody, some guru said, we'll talk to God, make sure it's 50 on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Chris Christie slipped him a few bucks.
There we go.
Sandy Relief Fund.
Yeah. This is all about you. Where is Chris Christie sitting at the Super Bowl? He's got to be sitting in a pretty good box, right? He doesn't go sit outside.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I would think so.
All right. So the Super Bowl Sunday, ticket sales. But there are apparently a lot of these things are so doggone expensive. Are these scalper tickets? There are 10,000 tickets available. Are these scalper tickets or are these just regular release tickets that haven't sold yet because people think that it's, what is the minimum charge, like $4,000 or something, isn't it?
Something like that. I'm not sure if these are regular tickets or scalpers, but it's been funny. Everybody has been interviewing all the scalpers who are really upset.
Yeah.
Because they're
why aren't they
arrested?
They're interviewing him. Why don't they have the police there to arrest him? Is scalping not illegal in New Jersey?
You gotta catch him in the act.
I don't know.
Michael says you gotta catch him in the act.
I suspect you're.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he's probably right about that. I've learned not to argue with Michael. Michael Fortier is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler here monitoring the social activities, or if you will, well, it is kind of social activity, the blog side of, and this is really what it amounts to, conversation on Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, email to Doug@DougStephan.com, or to Ken@DougStephan.com. And of course, we accommodate the calls it depends on how you're focused. If you're well focused, we're happy to put you on at 888-302-3684. Help yourself. So, 18 operators of a high-end escort service were arrested. They'd been targeting the cash flow of some of the wealthier football fans would lead them to have an opportunity. You can figure it's going to be drug stuff and sex and rock and roll. But the New York City police say they're going to keep their city clean this weekend. Doesn't say what's going to happen in Newark, though. All right? What in the world is going on in Newark?
Right.
All right, so we'll get some reports as to firsthand accounts of this. A lot of Super Bowl material here. And we'll pick on a couple of them, and then we move on because I want to cover some of the other things that are part of what we've been talking about and what are on people's minds still as we're at the end of the week. 14 after the hour on Friday on Good Day.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800 877-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body, 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure, 800-577-8560.
This year, Guitar Center turns 50. 50! From the British invasion to Britpunk, hair metal to hip-hop, Guitar Center has been there, helping all musicians feel the greatest feeling on earth. And to celebrate, this weekend they have 50 amazing special anniversary deals for $50 or less. Like a $120 Pearl snare drum, now just $50. Or turn your iPhone into a full-blown workstation with an iRig MIDI interface for iOS devices, also just $50. Get these deals and tons more at Guitar Center this weekend only, Thursday through Sunday.
No flakes of snow floating around in the New York City area on Sunday, so that's good news for Super Bowl fans. Here's something that really does splash over the top. Here's radio guy Ed Crane talking about some of the absolutely ridiculous prices, the money that's being thrown around for not only the Super Bowl, but for some other major sporting events as well.
If there's one thing I'd love to change about pro sports, it's the ridiculous amount of money flying around. Back in 1967, when the first Super Bowl was played, the best players on the winning Green Bay Packers squad made less than $50,000. Most had to hold seasonal jobs in the winter and spring to make ends meet. Fast forward to 2014, where basically a bunch of multimillionaires wearing football uniforms will square off Sunday evening in hopes of winning the game and access to even more money. Now, not all of the players are millionaires. Some rookies only make $400,000 to play, well, maybe 18, 19 games if they're lucky. But salary is just one stream of income for pro athletes who were paid for personal appearances, autographs, and in the relatively new trend of selling their so-called game-worn gear, helmets, jerseys, gloves, you name it. Apparently, folks will pay a premium for uniforms and equipment the pros actually wear, especially if they were worn in the Super Bowl. But apparently, there's a problem. There's more demand than supply. Now, just days away from Super Bowl Sunday and his brother Peyton's big day in the spotlight, little brother Eli Manning and his New York Giants stand accused of running a fake, offering for sale as game-used merchandise gear that wasn't game-worn at all. Among the bogus items, Eli Manning helmets, Super Bowl rings, and jerseys. It's unclear how much Manning made on the scam that covered the Giants' multiple Super Bowl championships, but it's reported he was more motivated by a desire to hang on to his real gear and rings. In a lawsuit filed by a sports collectibles dealer who says he was ripped off, it's alleged that Giant Geargate reached beyond the players to the equipment manager, even team management. The suit claims the team would routinely instruct a local dry cleaner to take the jerseys and intentionally damage them to make them appear as if they'd been in a tough game. Even the Eli Manning helmet that now has a place of honor in the Pro Football Hall of Fame is a knockoff. If all of this is true, it's a black eye on Big Blue, a long, proud, well-run, and successful franchise. Bad enough the team was so awful the Giants were out of the Super Bowl chase by Columbus Day. If this suit is true, that the zillions the Giants reap from constant sellouts and TV revenue just isn't enough, fans like me might have to shop around for another team. Of course, there's nothing to suggest other teams aren't doing the same thing, and the fans who buy the gear have no one to blame, because without our money, the players don't get theirs.
Isn't that amazing that there's that much chicanery? These guys are that damn greedy, or they're so focused on their own egos or whatever the heck it is that they stoop to stuff like that. That's one of the reasons I have no use for football, because this kind of stuff goes on, and other sports are going to be just as bad. But football really is abusive in so many different ways. Oy. Man, these people should be more than ashamed of themselves. But take advantage. It's America. Get it while you can. 21 after on Good Day.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know the change will come. Oh, yes, it will.
All right. So that's one of the contestants. This week has been trial week. The last couple of weeks have been trial week as American Idol gets back into gear. Here are the judges talking about that contestant.
You look great, you know, you sound good. There's just a lot of inconsistencies, and I see that the runny thing that you do, it's natural for you, but at the same time, you don't hit all the notes all the time. So you really have to either nail those notes or take some of them out. But I do like you.
I like you, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Man, I like you, too, and I'm just struggling because runs for me, like, it's something that you do because you feel it,
yeah.
You know?
I can work on that. I can work on that.
Yeah, bro, you're cute. The girls are going to scream. I promise you, you sing your first run. Oh, my God, he can really sing. But if you want to be a great singer who changes the game, you're headed in the wrong direction.
Well, I heard what you're saying. I have an amazing work ethic, so I think...
But you know what I like? I like the way you're listening to Harry when he was talking.
But you know I'm not being mean to you.
So there we have the overview of how American Idol got started last night. Meanwhile, back to a final portion of this half hour focused on the Super Bowl. Here are Jane Foy and Steve Futterman talking about security concerns at the game.
What's going on in New Jersey?
Well, it's New Jersey, it's New York, it's really all these areas where people are gathering. And, you know, this is not anything new. Every Super Bowl has major security efforts. I think it's getting more attention for a couple of reasons. One, we're in New York, the New York City area. We all remember 9/11, even though it was many years ago. And this is also the first Super Bowl since the Boston Marathon bombing. And I think it's just heightened awareness. And we had a huge news conference yesterday with virtually all the security officials in the New York, New Jersey metropolitan area. It included the Director of Homeland Security as well. They said we're doing everything we can do. They feel that they're doing everything that they can do to make Sunday's game safe.
Now, who is taking the lead? Because as you recall, in many instances, you know, one department is not communicating with another. Who's
right, and they made a point of that, and all these agencies were there, the main agencies were there, federal, state, and local. They said that they are in communication, that that is not an issue. They were all at the same news conference. So we have to assume, I think, at this point that they are sharing the information. Obviously, the federal government plays the major role in all this. The FBI, a very key factor in all this. Department of Homeland Security, you all also have the New Jersey State Police. I think technically they are the lead agency in securing the game because it is taking place in New Jersey, but all sorts of agencies. You have lots of Super Bowl activities in the New York City area in Manhattan, so the New York Police Department, William Breton, they are involved as well.
Did anybody mention what a huge chunk of money it's going to take out of the New Jersey coffers? Well, how's Governor Christie going to pay for this?
Well, I think it was brought up, I talked to him, that this was a federal official. He said that this is part of their budget. In other words, they know there's going to be a Super Bowl every year. And the Super Bowl is unlike other sporting events. It is events in the sense that it's the biggest single-day sports event in the U.S. You have, obviously, the World Series. That goes over many days. The other difference is the Super Bowl is in a designated city every year. The other events take place. Except for maybe the college national championship football game, these other events take place depending on who wins, which teams advance. The Super Bowl we knew was going to be in New York many years in advance. But as far as the budget, he said this is something we budget for every year. They know they're going to have a Super Bowl. They know that they're going to have a responsibility. So that's part of the budget.
All right, so I think we've covered the Super Bowl enough. There's some new yak about immigration reform, so I have a couple of reports on that. Up next here on Good Day, 28 past the hour now.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question for ladies and gentlemen, are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. easy to prepare by just adding water, easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LERPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The broadcast world focused, well, at least the news talk broadcast world, focused on some of the things that have been in the conversation pipeline for the last 24 to 48 hours, some of them all week long. This is something new, though, Kenny. By the way, I didn't ask you to bring us up to date with things that are in Ken Kessler here with me. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day, bringing us up to date on social media, focus on the Super Bowl. Maybe we should get your input there before we move on to this immigration reform thing. What are people saying about the sort of quote-unquote relief the game doesn't have to be moved because the weather will be A-OK? Actually, be good weather for a football game in New York.
Excuse me. On our Facebook page, Jeanette says she's for the Broncos all the way. And also, this is nice, she says, I can't wait for my ride to work to listen to you on the radio.
Isn't that sweet? Thank you.
Jay says, I have to go with the Seahawks. Defense wins championships. And Chad says that he doesn't like that all the advertisers are releasing all the ads before the Super Bowl. It
takes
the fun out of it.
Paying $4 million for? Well, there's supposed to be, what, 100 million viewers in America? How many people around the world watch the Super Bowl?
Oh, God, billions.
Billions.
I think they said, I think the numbers are the same, that they said one out of every two Americans watch, and I think it's almost the same globally, one out of almost every two people.
And the Brits love to have that for soccer, their football, right?
Yeah.
Although a lot of people do watch around the world. I think there's more general interest because that soccer, that football is more universal than the football, the style of football that we play here in America, if I'm not mistaken. 888-302-3684. All right, let's move our focus off of the Super Bowl and onto this discussion of immigration that seems to have cropped up late this week. We'll move first to host Garland Robinette, who talks to Roger Villeri here, who's chairman of the Louisiana Republican Party, about the immigration reform bill that Republicans seem to be behind as it moves through Congress.
I picked up one of many, many articles that I've been reading lately, this from Washington Post. Starts out, it says, an effort by Republican House lawmakers to overhaul immigration policy, which seemed all but dead for much of last year, is about to be revived and take center stage in Congress. They'll include a call to grant legal status to millions of people now in the country illegally. All right, is this the media thing hyperbolic here, or is there some credence to this?
Well, they are working right now. Actually, they had a retreat that they're looking at this issue because obviously it's a very important issue where we have, millions of people that are here. We have all these undocumented workers that are in the United States. And I think that it's important we work something out. We really have to come to a conclusion, and we have to work with the Democrats, and we have to work with the president to come to some type of agreement on how we can handle this situation.
I've said for years, to me, I didn't see any choice other than an amnesty of sorts, because you got 11, 12 million people, whatever it is. We haven't got enough train cars to put them on or trucks to run them out of. And once we get them across, we got so many coming across on a daily basis anyway. We're going to get almost as many back as we send out and so forth and so on. And in this conservative base of Louisiana, I get call after call from Republicans saying, Garland, what part of illegal don't you understand? Are they going to be saying that to you now and the Republican Party?
That is a strong opinion of a lot of the base of the Republican Party. They feel like that these individuals have come here against our laws. You know, they've come into the United States, and a lot of them are working for cash under the table, not paying taxes, and. You know, it's a hard situation, yet we have to do something because more and more people are here. I think the first thing we need to do is we need to close our borders. I think that's just really important, and I don't understand why we can't close our borders and do it. And I think that's one of the things the proposal is going to be made that, you know, we will willing to do reform, but we got to have strong commitment on behalf of the administration.
888-302-3684. Okay. Are you taken by surprise by this move this week? Here's radio man Richard Dixon, who finds it surprising that the Republicans are behind this push for immigration reform.
Remembering back to 2007 when George W. Bush was on board, Lindsey Graham was on board, John McCain was on board. Anybody surprised that all the rhinos were basically on board with this thing? And then all the Democrats were on board with this illegal immigration revisionist law that they were trying to push through that essentially was amnesty. It essentially gave amnesty to everybody that was in this country.
You got to get in line, and you got to do some paperwork, and you got to pay this, and you got to...
Yeah, there were so many holes in this thing. The long and short of it was, if you were already here, you were never going to get sent back. There wasn't going to be any sort of deportation of any kind ever. Well, they came very close to passing that. It really took the American people taking their phones in their hands and calling 9-1. For every one call that said, we really like this, we think you should do it, 9 people said, hey, Senator, if you vote for this, you will not get my vote in the next election. That's the last dime I'll ever give to the Republican Party. It's the last time I'll vote for you or your ilk. The Tea Party gets my vote from this point forward. Tea Party didn't even exist back then. But people are already saying, you get challenged by somebody who's a little bit more on the Republican side, and we're going to take their side, and you're going to be out of a job. That was 2007. It's been 7 years. Do you think that the mood of the country has changed considerably? Because I don't. I think the only difference is if they decide to push this thing and push it hard, I think there is reason to believe that they will not even open their phone lines for comment because they realize they learned their lesson. They learned that, yeah, this is not going to go well across America. Ann Coulter has written a positively brilliant piece on it. And here's what she has to say. I won't read the entire thing, but I'll give you bits and pieces of it, just the highlights. As House Republicans prepare to sell out the country on immigration this week, Phyllis Schlafly has produced a stunning report on how immigration changed the country. The report's still embargoed, but someone slipped me a copy, and it's too important to wait. Leave aside the harm cheap labor being dumped on the country does to the millions of unemployed Americans. But putting that aside, says Ann Coulter, what does it mean for the Republican Party? Citing surveys from the Pew Research Center, the Pew Hispanic Center, Gallup, NBC News, Harris Polling, the Annenberg Policy Center, Latino Decisions, the Center for Immigration Studies, and the Hudson Institute. Schlafly's report overwhelmingly demonstrates that merely continuing our current immigration policy spells doom for the Republican Party. All we have to do is keep doing what we're doing, and the Republican Party is over.
All right, so that's really very sad, isn't it? When you get right down to it, it's all about politics. It's not about what's right or wrong. It's just all about politics. You realize how that, what does that say about our country, the shallowness or the influence of the Hispanic people who's coming in and pushing everybody else aside and not having done this? Well, there are a lot of people who think it's fair and square because we screwed them out of the Southwest, so they're back again with a vengeance. You hear that from some people. I live in Southern California part of the year, and I hear that all the time. Although I don't notice, frankly, much difference there than I do here in Boston in terms of the influence of Hispanics. They're just the number of people coming across the border at 5, 6, 7 years of age to come to supposedly a better life. That's what motivates all these people to come here. And when they get here, sometimes they're happy and sometimes they aren't. I know a lot of people, though, you look at the difference in the workforce now than when I was a kid and when you were a kid, and you see how really, really, really different the workforce is, whether it be some work. Look at the farms. I'm a farmer, and I know how much, although I have, laughingly, some people tease me about the fact that I have a bunch of old white guys that are my age that work with me on the farm. What happens when they're gone? Where do you find the help? There aren't many people between my age and some of the younger people in their 20s who have Hispanic blood in them who are interested in working hard on a dairy farm in Massachusetts. So maybe that's the focus. Kenny, you got any comments on this new immigration? A little early yet, but I wonder if you have your, in fact, this is like in the last 24 to 48 hours, this thing has surfaced, and the Republicans can't quite figure out. They're so busy getting angry John McCain, they haven't figured out what they're straight out. People are like, no, did you hear that? So what do you have? Anything on Facebook or Twitter?
William says, bye-bye in November to all GOP members who campaign for amnesty.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? Are you going to vote for, who are you going to vote for? You're going to vote, you think that the Tea Party, with their point of view, is going to get mainstream support? What are you going to do, vote for Democrats? What are you going to do? Anyway, and that's the corner, that's the conundrum. The choices are so bad because good people don't want to run because they don't want to get into the crosshairs. Look at the state of New York. Now that Bloomberg's not out of there, New York City's already beginning to crumble, for God's sakes, and the new guy's only been in there for a month. But Bloomberg had starch. De Blasio is just another hack. And that's what you get. You get those kinds of people who are interested in themselves and their own political career. That was one of the things about Bloomberg. You know, the last, at least in my generation at this point, last guy who was selfless. What did he have to gain by being mayor of New York? He didn't need the money. He didn't need the political power. He was just interested in doing the job and doing it well. And he did. Where else is there another politician like that? I challenge you to find us another politician like Bloomberg. Anyway, winter weather in the forecast, in the focus next here on Good Day. 16 before the, Bob wants to talk about, stand by. I wanted to get a comment from Bob. Did I get enough out of you, Kenny? Or do you have some more?
Go ahead, if Bob's hanging on.
All right, Bob, go ahead.
Hi, Doug.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I'm an immigrant, born in Toronto, Canada, came here in 1963. And had a green card for many years and then became an American citizen about 20 years ago. But we had to have a sponsor to come to this country. And so I say for these illegal aliens, send them back home with their children. That's how I feel.
All right. I don't disagree with you at all. Thanks for the comment. All right, Kenny, you got any other things that we can squeeze in here?
Sure. David says, when my grandparents came here from Italy, if you offered them a handout, they would have been insulted.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And Nate says, every day we discuss immigration, that helps Obama change the topic from Obamacare.
Let's not let that go. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that. Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass, in Wisconsin.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream, Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money, 800-543-9262.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgeries, stress, the bills, all the frustration. But what if one day could erase your pain and suffering for good? What if one day could truly change your life? At ClearChoice, we not only perfected the art and science of dental implants, we brought it all together by putting a team of specialists and precise technology in a facility near you, so you can get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth that feel great and look even better, all in one day. Whether you have dentures, bridges, or partials, dental implants can be the permanent solution you've been searching for. And no one creates a beautiful smile better than Clear Choice. Call 1-800-601-6665 today for your free consultation. We'll walk you through the entire procedure, including the one fixed cost. And in just one day, you'll be on your way. Call Clear Choice today at 1-800-601-6665. Qualified patients can have their procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
Watch what happens when I need something for business. Say my laptop just died.
OfficeMax has laptops, tablets, and printers that are perfect for you.
How'd she know? And why is this report in black and white?
OfficeMax has most major brands of ink and toner at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Okay, I'll go. Right after I clean up these files.
OfficeMax has cloud storage, so you can be productive on the road.
Isn't she amazing?
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
All right, the winter weather in the focus here with discussions on a lot of radio programs, including this one hosted by John Williams. He has Dan Cohen, weather guy, talking about what happened in Atlanta and some of the other southern cities this week.
My reading on this is that cities in the south, for instance, Atlanta, that's the one that's getting most of the attention, had a sense that a storm was coming, but they didn't know how bad it was going to be or what form it was going to take. Is that your read on it, too?
And there was an issue with the timing that perhaps they misunderstood when the impact of the storm would arrive. The National Weather Service started on Saturday warning of these horrible impacts from this winter weather moving this way. In New Orleans, the response was for officials to gather and to urge all schools and businesses to close, all government offices closed, and they knew not to send anyone out on the roads Tuesday, told everyone to stay home. In Atlanta, they thought they had more time because it was further east before the worst of the impacts got there. They thought they could get through the school day and the work day before it got too bad to send people home.
I see.
We're wrong.
Yeah.
So,
What kind of storm was it? I mean, what did they think they were going to get a foot of snow, an inch of snow, and how much is enough for them to decide they have to do something in advance?
Well, the unique thing about this storm is it came in as a cold front that was meeting up with moisture rising up out of the Gulf of Mexico. So temperatures were in the 60s on Monday, and then in the 20s and 30s on Tuesday as the moisture was moving in.
All right, so we all kind of are breathing a sigh of relief that the weather is warmed up for the weekend for the Super Bowl game. Maybe that's what's important here. 51 after the hour, Mr. McCain in the focus next year.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Sounds like we mean business with music like that. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. By the way, hello to the folks listening in Dublin this morning. I made some friends when I was there a year ago, December. I did the program from Dublin for 3 or 4 days, actually several different places in Ireland. And I noticed that we had some email this morning from some folks in Dublin. That's very cool. Nice to have those folks there. The good thing about a program like this is there's so many different ways of getting it. And that's what turns me on, the fact that we are on these great radio stations. But also you can listen live around the world at DougSteffen.com or RadioAmerica.org. Or you can listen live at CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com, GCNLive.com. Let's see, where else can you? Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, iHeart Radio, Genesis Radio. It's just kind of cool, these apps. And you can use your Android, your iPhone, Stitcher. Did I mention Stitcher? Stitcher has the ability, you can find it. That's mostly talk, spoken word stuff. So, nice to be on board in Dublin and all around the country and all around the world. DougSteffen.com is a great way for you to communicate, as this gentleman has. His name is Guinness, interestingly enough. There's a lot of that going on over there. All right, this week saw something interesting in the career of John McCain, longtime senator and controversial figure, former presidential candidate, never shy, never retiring, never bashful when it comes to issues. So now the Republican Party has been so reshaped in his home state of Arizona that now at least some of the members, the leading group in the Republican Party, thinks that he's too far to the left. Here our host Mac Watson and Larry Gatos talking to Senator McCain about that problem he has with the Republican Party there in Arizona.
Your Republican friends don't like you right now. They censured you over the weekend. They say that your voting is too Democrat. What is the deal with that?
Yeah, what's the purpose of this? This is coming out of nowhere. They know who John McCain is.
Well, first of all, I'd be glad to send you. In fact, I will, all of the ratings I have from the American Conservative Union, Citizens Against Government, Ways, National Taxpayers Union, all these outfits grade me extremely high, extremely high. And
we'll send you our ratings too.
I have a proud conservative record, it's regrettable, and you know I've kind of addressed the issue, and I don't want to continue on, but one thing that they alleged was that somehow I was for funding of Obamacare, and that I led the fight for 25 days on the floor of the Senate against Obamacare. I campaigned for months for Mitt Romney and against Obamacare, but I didn't want the government shut down because I saw the devastating effects of it, and there was no way that it was going to defund Obamacare. And, of course, the other is, quote, amnesty. I believe we need comprehensive immigration reform. We have 11 million people living in the shadows, and nobody believes they're going to be deported. So that's de facto amnesty of leaving them in that situation. And I don't want to bother you with all the details, but in order for someone under the plan we have, they have to wait 10 years, they have to pay back taxes, they have to pay a fine, they have to pay learn English,
right.
And then after 10 years, they have to get in line behind everybody else after having paid thousands of dollars in fees. I don't call that amnesty. Mm. And we are going, among other things, a part of this bill, we're going to get 90% effective control of the border, which we don't have now, by the way, and 20,000 additional border patrols.
All right, so let me paraphrase then. What it sounds to me is you're sick and tired of the GOP putting you in a corner. Why don't you just retire?
Oh, I love what I'm doing. It gets me fired up.
So are you going to run again?
I'm more likely today than I was a couple of days ago.
Oh, because of the censure.
Look, I love it in the arena. Did you ever read Teddy Roosevelt's The Man in the Arena? I love the arena. Mm. I love the battle. I love the fight. I love the accomplishments. I'd love to serve.
Girls just want to have fun. All right, so he'll be fine. Meanwhile, speaking of girls, the story of Amanda Knox, a lot of gossip about this. She and her Italian ex-boyfriend found guilty yesterday, no surprise here, murdering that woman, Meredith Kircher, a number of years ago, sentenced to 28 years in prison. What kind of crazy people are there in Italy? I mean, they try her and they put her in jail, then they free her. Now they try her again, and she's guilty again. These people are nuts. How many real Italians do you know? And is this, if you're an Italian, do you find this offensive? Maybe you find what I'm saying offensive. What kind of a system? I mean, they have double jeopardy there, obviously. Here you can't be tried for the same thing twice. Maybe it's a good thing she's here, and she'll be here. You'll be sure that she's not...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.